Damn, that bastard's faster than Walt Flanagan's dog.
Okay, now, I was mentioning about the Olympics being gay. I'm kidding, it's not all gay, just like maybe 80%. Okay, your movie, you got in trouble. I couldn't believe this, because I read this in the newspaper that you were in trouble for this movie, so I watched it looking for the gay problem in the movie.
Right.
It's one little scene. I, of all the things in your movie that could be offensive.
Right, that's the one that they found
the
offensive.
The idea that they would pick this up. Well, tell them,
GLAAD, the organization GLAAD, kind of took exception to the movie, and in speaking with them, they were talking about asking for a donation to kind of make up for it, I guess.
Which I gave.
They asked for the donation from Dimension Films, the distributor, and they asked, I said, look, go after them. They got deep pockets. And they said, how about you? And I said, I don't have very deep pockets. I wound up giving 10 grand to the Matthew Shepard Foundation, which... very great cause, you know.
Yeah, but still a shakedown.
Kevin,
they said it was overall. They felt that the film
had
content.
It's the use of the word gay by these two morons to indicate something
that's
sort of cool.
Or this is gay.
Yeah. Right, like Steve's tie is gay, obviously.
There you go.
You're saying my tie is gay, meaning what?
No.
You like it or you don't like it? I'm still not...
I was kidding. It's a beautiful tie.
It means what?
Is it not gay or is it gay?
Your tie is not gay. Your hair is gay. I'm kidding. It just means kind of I don't know what it. It's hard to define.
Two particular morons who I'm not convinced actually use the term themselves. Other characters
right,
do.
Right, the other two.
Like Jason Biggs is in the movie. And he plays himself, and he uses it, and then he gets smacked down by James Vanderbeek, who plays himself for being homophobic.
But they're playing the characters.
They're playing characters, yeah. I don't know. I myself didn't feel that the movie was gay-bashing at all. I thought it was overtly gay-friendly. Most of the stuff we do kind of is for a guy that's a straight filmmaker.
The Advocate said about you, for a guy who's straight... For a straight dude, Kevin Smith can get awfully queer.
Yeah. I'm a hit on, you know, in straight bars and gay bars. I'm doing well. Maybe if I ever leave the chicks, right. I'm set up.
It could be the shorts.
It could be. I show off a leg. The point of pride in the whole situation, because it was kind of a negative situation, was in the last movie we did, Dogma, we had the Catholic League coming after us.
Right,
and on this movie, it's GLAAD. So I brought the severe right and severe left together. Yeah. When's the last time those two organizations... Unifying GLAAD and the Catholic League on any front?
Yeah.
I mean, I deserve a medal, a Nobel Prize.
I just think extremists hurt their cause. I don't think GLAAD really represents most gay people.
Not most of the gay journalists that I've spoken to in regards to the flick. I've done interview after interview where they're like, I don't get it.
Not every movie is going to suit every person.
Yeah, why does it have to?
You know, if you're that sensitive to it, then walk out. You know, or don't go see it, or see something else.
But don't walk out of this picture, though, please.
I won't personally, Kevin.
Okay. Oh, no.
Pay and walk out. Yeah.
That would be very gay.
Go to another movie. That would be very gay.
But, go ahead.
But I don't know. I just think people need to lighten up in general. It's entertainment.
It's tough to make a comedy anymore, really.
Where I'm from, Minnesota, when Fargo came out, most of the people were absolutely appalled.
Right.
It didn't go over very well. But then they've made movies about the New Yorkers, about the Texans, about all these people, and they take it with a grain of salt. So, I don't know.
I think the Coen brothers owe you 10 grand, to be quite honest, for going after Minnesota like that, because GLAAD got 10 grand out of me.
Also, Will.
Thank you, Kevin.
Will and Grace uses very graphic gay jokes. Do you watch Will and Grace?
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
Very graphic, a lot of flamboyant stuff, and that's hailed as some sort of breakthrough for the gay community.
Also,
how come it's okay when they do it, but when you have this little scene...
Look, I'm all for the gay community.
It's a shakedown.
It is kind of a shakedown. I'm all for the gay community, but...
And you gave it.
Yeah, I did give it, I guess.
You're not gay, but you don't have balls.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. But I don't understand why...
Next thing you'll be doing is accusing him of being a member of Congress. Then
you
really get derogatory.
I don't understand why the gay community gets to co-opt that term anyway. Right. Like, don't you think they should come up with a new word altogether? Like, I'm bleeble-blorp or something like that.
I think
gay existed long before gay people did. Maybe.
Thrilled.
No, probably not.
I really think it should be thrilled.
Yes.
If you're that gay,
absolutely
you should be thrilled. Okay, what? We'll take a break. We'll be right back.